What's good, everybody? This is your boy KP on here, and you are tuning in live to Black Alternative Talk and Music, or Music and Talk. Damn it, I always forget that. I really need to learn that, man. I need to really read my title of what I'm doing here, man. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are tuning in, and you know, today it's been very interesting for me. I've been sitting here just kind of thinking, and I went on my Facebook and I posted a live session with everyone. And immediately I started talking about the Serena incident and the Serena and Naomi incident. And I was speaking about being Black in this country and how people are denying the Blackness within our society. Through the media and throughout social media and social media and the media itself, and through even schools. I mean, we've noticed that within schools and history books that we've always been, the history of us has always been either shortchanged or pretty much diminished. And so today I started thinking about that as I was on Facebook, and I was checking out the numbers of people who view these, a lot of these white supremacists, the racialists, advocating sites on Facebook. And the numbers to me are astounding because they're very high numbers. So that shows that people really do pay attention to this stuff on Facebook and Twitter. So I decided today that one of the things that I would like to do, and I'm also going to do this through you guys, through this podcast, is to talk about these issues pertaining race, politics, mental health, social and economic issues, and political issues. I think it's so important. And using platforms like Facebook and mainly, I would say Facebook and Twitter are two of the strongest platforms of social media that you could get your message out to people. So I'm going to start utilizing both of them more for that, because I noticed something too. And the thing is, like, you know, getting into entrepreneurship is that I'm able to understand what it is that I need to do in order to make things work properly, especially being an activist, an entrepreneur, and a musician. Trying to get those things together, putting all three of those things somehow can mix very well, but also can be a recipe for disaster. So my goal today is to be able to talk about my issues and be able to use my social media outlets to be able to talk about certain issues, such as, like I said, racism, the issues I was talking about earlier, using Facebook for that and Twitter, and for music, using my YouTube and Instagram account to really put my music out there, and my personal website. But also with the personal website, I'm kind of worried about that because I'm wondering what should I put on there. But really, I think it would be better for me to put music on there to make that more of a music website versus doing political issues and stuff. Should I separate them? I feel like yes. I know a lot of people feel like that they shouldn't do that, but I feel like it's important for me to separate them. To separate my activism and my entrepreneurship to bring my entrepreneurship into my musicianship. I feel it's important because that's something that I'm trying to get monetized, right? With activism, I'm not trying to monetize. I'm trying to organize and prioritize. There's a difference, you know, and I'm trying to help fight a cause. But through my entrepreneurship of music, I would be able to fund myself and be able to do more things that are beneficial to the community as far as financially and economically. I would be able to do more. I would be able to get more homeless people off the street. I would be able to do those things. But at the same time, I feel it's very important for me to have my voice heard and to have other people's voices heard that are being oppressed and being marginalized in a system that has laws and institutions that keep us in these conditions. So that's something that I really wanted to touch upon today. And I felt like I wanted to talk about it briefly with y'all on the podcast to just get you guys an idea of where my head is right now and where I'm going with things. But if you guys have any comments or whatever, man, please feel free to leave them. And I will definitely get with y'all. And I'm going to be posting more podcasts and just kind of giving y'all an idea of where my head is. But if you guys keep tuning in, I definitely, man, appreciate it. Thank you guys. Once again, this is your boy, Coley P. I'm signing off from Black Alternative Talking Music. And we out of here, y'all. Peace.